It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msc-sports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gym here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the Ravens and Mount Mercy. We're going to come back, bring you starters, bring you some insights. We got a great second game coming up. It's going to be hard to be better than that first one. We'll return with that right after this.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, as the Ravens are back home today, looking to break a three-game conference losing streak. in. They're looking for a season sweep over Mount Mercy University today. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch with me here, and here's what's going on. Mount Mercy, a good team. They have a lot of talent, an experienced coach that he's in his sixth season at Mount Mercy, and they are a team that you must be very careful with. And as they come into the game today at, 5-7 overall and 2-15 in the conference, and are going to be starting 6'7" sophomore forward out of Decatur, Illinois, Ryan Bartley. It'll be Cole Rubis, a 6'7" sophomore from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Look at the size of this team. 6'2" guard from Des Moines, Jakari Bradley. The small guy is the 6-foot junior guard out of Marion, Indiana. We know where that's at. Anthony Horton, Jr. And rounding out at 6'6", sophomore forward, Rusmir Hanchek out of Sarajevo, Bosnia. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12th season head coach Ryan Moody. For Benedictine, it's going to be the bye we've grown accustomed to as the season has moved forward with freshman Sam Ungashik, 6 foot tall out of Overland Park, Kansas, Blue Valley West High. Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's a junior at 6'2" from Omaha. And Creighton Prep, the 6'6" senior, Jaden Timmy. You'll find Braden Bell out of Andover, Kansas. He's an Andover Central guy. He's a 6'1" junior. And at the five for Benedictine at 6'6" from Liberty North High School in Liberty, Missouri, it is senior Tyson Cathy. Mount Mercy in navy and gold. Very Michigan-like uniform. Benedictine is a home white with red and black. We're set to go here in the Nolan Gym. Hope you enjoy it. Benedictine and Mount Mercy. Lady Ravens with a thrilling come-from-behind win in game one here this afternoon. Raven guys need him. Can't be a PC sweep here this weekend. Mount Mercy's going to control down the basketball, and we are underway. They're going to have it up top side, and it's going to be Horton. He's working in front of Sam. They'll go to the baseline left, and a quick three launched and hit right out of the gate. Cole Rubis will have his first point to the game. Mount Mercy is broken on top. 3-0. Here's Benedictine down the floor. Ahmad Lewis gets it out on top to Braden Bell. Now to Jaden Timmy working way up high between the circles. Here's Ahmad going to the free throw line. Back over to the Timmy. He'll go three. It's going to be off the right side a little bit. And a rebound cleared up by Mount Mercy. Horton coming out with the basketball. Nancy will bring it up the floor with a big, tall, shoulder-high dribble. He works it over to the right side in front of many of the Ravens season ticket holders over there. They'll come back off on top. Now to Rubis. Benedictine, player defense to start the game. We're going to see that for the most of the game. Here's a shot high off the glass and good. And up and in with it is going to be Rusmir Hamcek. And it is now 5-0. Mount Mercy. We are just a little over a minute into the game. Tyson's got it in the lane. Backs in. Twist, turn, shot up too soft. We're about to go down Mount Mercy. And Hamcek comes down with a basketball. Here come the Mustangs. Mount Mercy with a way out top side. It's going to be Rubis. He'll bring it over to the right side. Again, great size on this team. Here's a baseline three. Too strong. And rebound, Timmy coming up with the basketball. He'll get it away to Ungership. Sam into the forecourt. The Ravens are back on offense. They continue to look for their first points of the afternoon. On the left side, it's going to be Braden Belt. Drops it down to Jaden. Timmy backing in. Right-hand hook shot. Got it. Ravens are on the board. Jaden Timmy will have the first Benedictine points this afternoon. We're 2 minutes into the ballgame. It is 5-2, Mount Mercy. Mustangs with the basketball. Now they're going to stretch the floor a little bit. They get way high. Probably a step and a half. Close to 2 steps above the outside of the ring. Here's a three from the right side. Rattling it home. That's going to be Hamcek, and he quickly has 5. 8-2, Mount Mercy. 17.5 to play in the first half. BC with a basketball and Ungershank. Little skip pass over to the left side. Timmy backing in. Goes in. Little head fake cuts in beneath his defender. Does a nice job of getting Ryan Bartley off his feet and then just kind of leans in beneath him, drawing the first foul of the ballgame on Bartley. coming to the free throw line for Benedict, and a couple of free throws coming up for Jaden Timmy. He's a free throw shooter this season. Comes in averaging a little over 11 points a game, and a first shot is up and good. Jaden has all of Benedictine points so far, and his free throws are not that classic high arcing. They are a flat line drive, just kind of throw it in shot. He'll hit them both. 4 points, Jaden Timmy, and Benedictine trails by 4 at 8-4 with 17 to go in the first half. Quickly back up the floor with it. Mount Mercy. They're out of Cedar Rapids. Oh, a pretty, pretty pass down to the baseline. And the layup is going to be up and good for Ja'Kari Bradley. Mount Mercy goes to a 10-4 lead. And we are 3 minutes in. So out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, it's a long bus ride. That's what has gotten us this early start here today. Two games in the conference with the early start, this being one of those two. And driving in, Adise is going to be called for the offensive foul. Joel Adise quickly into the game for Tyson Campney. And as quickly as he's in, he's going to pick up his first foul. It'll be not only his first, but Benedictine's first. And we're at 16:42 to go in the opening half. Mustangs leading the Ravens at 10-4 here in Atchison, Kansas this afternoon. It is a beautiful day here in northeast Kansas. Crystal clear skies outside, bumping 50 degrees. And here's a baseline shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. And Anthony Horton with a long, long two. 12-4, Mount Mercy. Ungershick drives down, loses the handle, and the officials, two of them, one from the top, one from the bottom, say he lost the handle because Ja'Kari Bradley reached in and got a bit of his arm. That'll be the first foul for Bradley. Team foul two by Mount Mercy. Ravens putting the ball in play. Timmy comes out on top, and here's a three. Belt in and out. No. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be a D-stay getting a hand on it, launching it out of bounds, coming back into Mount Mercy. 16-10 to go, first half. Mount Mercy going from right to left across your dial, and here in the first half, Coach Aaron Jennings in his sixth season. He is a tall guy, obviously an old player in his playing days. Here's a driving shot with the left hand. It's up and good by Bartley. And as Mount Mercy stretches to a 10-point lead, Benedictine and head coach Mooney going to take a timeout. Let's take one with them. Rams are going to make some substitutions. We'll talk about those when we return. Time out of the court, 15:56 to go in the opening half. It is Mount Mercy 14, Benedictine 4.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we welcome you back to the Nolan Gymnasium, you'll remember just a short time ago, our first game today, the Benedictine ladies, they were able to overcome a 10-point deficit and come back to secure a win, but it's not exactly the recipe that you want to follow for getting W's. The Benedictine guys are going to have to do just that, trailing by a 14-10 margin. They put the ball in play. We're at 15:45 and running along here in the opening half. For Benedictine on the floor, Ungershick, Lewis, Timmy Belt, and now Hunter Schneider in the game. Ungershick will take the ball topside, working right in front of the Mount Mercy bench. He will drive to the rim and really get that first fast step, accelerates into the middle, and is able to draw the foul on Horton. So it'll be the first foul on Mount Mercy's Anthony Horton. Mount Mercy's team foul three, and coming to the line for the Ravens, the guy who shoots 78.3% of the line, that's Sam Ungershick. First one, right there. So Sam will have his first point. First point this afternoon for Benedictine by a guy not named Jaden Timmy. So Sam on the board. Ooh, it's gotten really quiet in here, hasn't it? Second free throw is up. It's rolling, and it's going to go in. Sam will get them both. 14-6, Mount Mercy at 15.5 to go first half. Again, with the ball, top side, going to be the Mustangs. Little crossover dribble way up high by Horton. He'll step back, launch the three that misses. Rebounding it back down, Benedictine, and checking into the game, it's Preston Reynolds. Preston in for the first time today. He's a 6'5" guard. His cross-court pass was nowhere close to a teammate, stealing it away. Back up the floor comes Mount Mercy. Rubis comes up with the ball. Mount Mercy takes it all the way down to the baseline left. They'll feed into the middle. The shot is going to go up and in. And Raven having a little trouble with the Mount Mercy size right now. That bucket by 6'7" Ryan Bartley. For Benedictine, they've got the matchup of 6'8" Hunter Schneider in there, but Bartley got that first quick step in there and made this shot look easy. Here's Ungashik. Comes out on top. Timmy will take it down the lane. Turn, spin into the middle, kick it back out on top. Preston will go baseline, shot up, no good. Rebounding it down, here comes Mount Mercy. 14:25 to go in the first half, 16-6. Mustangs in front. Again, they're going to dish it to the left side. Rubis feeds underneath, the shot rattles in, it's good, plus one. Benedictine in a little trouble here. Jakari Bradley has his fourth point of the game. The foul is going to be on Hunter Schneider. It'll be his first and a chance at a conventional three-point play here for Jakari Bradley. Ravens now trailing by a dozen. BC's getting set to put Ahmad right back into the game. He will come in for Sam. They've got Ahmad Lewis and Preston Reynolds, Jaden Timmy coming to the top side on the left side of the lane for Benedictine. We've got Bryson LaRue, the 6'2 freshman from Lee Summit, and Hunter Schneider. Second free throw is up. No good. Schneider's going to rebound it down. It is an 18-6 lead for Mount Mercy on the road here this afternoon. Benedictine into the lane. Over to the right side. Bryson starts to drive in. Finds that shut down. Brings it back out on top to Preston Reynolds. 8 on the shot clock. Reynolds is going to have to get one off here in a hurry. Here's Timmy. Feeds underneath the Hunter with 3, with 2. The sky hook off the rim once, twice. Won't go in. Rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back to the Ravens. Brian Bartley, having touched it last, it'll come in for Benedictine from directly beneath their goal and right in front of the band at 13:42 to play. First half. Ahmad Lewis brings it into Hunter. Comes back to Ahmad. Dribbles out on top. Now works the ball in front of the Mustang bench, swings it all the way over to the left side. Cutting into the lane, Preston will put it up and get it. First points of the afternoon, Preston Reynolds. Benedictine now trails by 10 at 18-8. 13:20 to go in the first half. Here's an uncontested 3 missing and rebound back to BC. Raven defense continues to have trouble with the matchups right now. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up and off the window for Preston Reynolds. And if you can get Preston Reynolds in a mismatch, the 6'5" freshman guard poses a lot of problems for opposing teams. And that's what happened right there. Mount Mercy's going to try to fix that really quick. Coach Jennings taking a timeout. Joseph, let's take a quick break. What do you say? With 13:04 to go, we're in the opening half of the men's game, where it is Mount Mercy 18, Benedictine 10.
Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison. As the ball comes in play, a quick 3 goes up, and Rubis will hit his second 3 of the afternoon. It is now 21-10, Mount Mercy. 12 minutes and 40 seconds to go. First half, Benedictine up court with the basketball. Mount Mercy has scored seven of its last nine possessions. Now, here's a feed underneath, and as quickly as he comes back into the ballgame, Tyson Cathy will have his first points today. 21-12. The driving shot on the other end is going to be batted away. Ravens up the floor. Left side is going to be Timmy. Dumps it over to Ahmad. Ahmad could not handle it, and the Ravens are going to turn it back. Outlet down to the left side. The running shot is up. Tyson Cathy blocks it away. That was a great defensive play by Cathy. BC taking it the other way. You can hear the delight of the Raven faithful. Here's a runner from the top side by Bryson LaRue. He will score. Suddenly Benedictine's got a little momentum. It is 21-14. 11:50 to play. Opening half. Mount Mercy down the court with it. Over to the right side. It's going to be Horton. Kicks it out on top to Bartley. We have not seen Mount Mercy go very deep into the bench. The ball batted over there for Hamcheck, and we're going to get Tyson Cathy's foul. That'll be the first for Tyson today for Benedictine. It'll be team foul three. Jaden Timmy's going to get his first rest this afternoon. Checking into the game for Benedictine to replace him for a little while. It'll be Anthony Hall, a 6'5" freshman out of Parkville, Missouri. He was a Park Hill High School guy. Mount Mercy will bring it in. Here's Bradley. The feed into the lane. A big collision. And we've got Ahmad Lewis on the floor. Let's see what occurs down here. They're going to call Ahmad for a block. And that is going to be a couple of fouls for Ahmad Lewis. Coming into Mount Mercy with 11.5 to go in the half. They have it up seven. And now the inbound is going to be touched by Benedictine and slapped out of bounds. Mustangs are going to have it in again from the far side. Again, right in front of kind of the season ticket area over there. Putting it in play is going to be Rubles. Rubens will work around left side, bring it back to the right, swinging back and forth with it. It's going to be Horton trying to drive in. Ungashik is back in. Great defense. Doesn't allow the ball handler to get any interior position. Now the shot blocked by Benedictine. Ungashik got a hand on it. It comes out on top, and we're going to have a shot clock violation. The crowd loves that great defensive stand there by Benedictine. And the Ravens will be putting it in play in front of their bench and head coach Moody. Mount Mercy going to very quickly bring Ryan Bartley back into the game. Ungashik, Reynolds, Hall, LaRue, and Cathy are the Benedictine five with 11 to go in the first half. It's a 21-14 Mustang lead. Ravens come with it out on top. It's going to be Preston. And now we get a whistle off the basketball and a foul by the Mustangs. Underneath there is going to be Kyle Kelly. Now, Kyle is just coming off the bench moments ago. He's a sophomore, 6'4", out of Manchester, Iowa. And the Ravens bring it in at the baseline. Team fouls are even at four apiece. Tyson Cathy takes the inbound. Brings the ball back up on top to LaRue. Here's a baseline rainbow. Oh, it's up and good from the left side. Anthony Hall for three. And Benedictine right back in this thing. It is 21-17. 10:40 to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy has Bartley to the right side of the free throw line now. They'll go to Kelly. Back out topside. Rubus will start to the right. Kick it back over to the left. Pankey will put a three-point shot up way off the mark and a rebound. Cleared away by Preston Reynolds. Benedictine's going to run. Up the floor, Ungashik goes right side, LaRue. LaRue dribbles it back out on top. Same will handle it between the circles. BC looks to the middle. Finds nothing there. He'll back away. Goes over to the left side to Hall. Anthony into the baseline. Long cross court. The three. Rainbow daggers and they'll say he steps on the near side. Bryson LaRue. So Bryson LaRue steps on the sideline. Coach Moody's wanting an explanation because initially they let that shot go and we're going to count it. And then Coach Jennings, as it happened directly in front of him in the Mount Mercy bench, said, wait a minute, he's standing on the line here. And the official goes, oh, yeah, okay. And wipe the shot away. Here come the Mustangs. They'll go deep for the baseline right for three. It is a failing shot and a rebound, Preston Reynolds. 21-17. We go inside 10 minutes to play, so we're due for a media timeout, Joseph. Backing in is Preston. Drops a shoulder. Gets it off the window. And good. Preston has six. 21-19, and the Ravens are back to within two. They were down a dozen just about 4 minutes ago, and now a turnover by Mount Mercy. The Ravens are going to have it in, and we're going to have a timeout. Taking a break at 9:33 to go. Opening half of the men's game, it is Mount Mercy 21, Benedictine 19.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Happy to be back with you here in the NOLA Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas, where we are at 9:33 to go in the opening half of the men's game. The visitors from Mount Mercy lead Benedictine by a 21-19 margin. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. Great to have you along. Season moving along at a rocket ship pace. 4 games left in the regular season after today. You know, the seniors are counting it down, and as Jaden Timmy comes back into the game, I want to say hello to Grandpa, Jaden's grandfather, in the heartland of America, Nebraska, listening to the game this afternoon on the stream. Mr. Timmy, he's playing some great basketball. He's a good young man. You should be very proud of him, and he's back in the game for the Ravens. 9:20 to go in the first half. BC with the basketball and an opportunity to tie with a two-point shot. Here's a feed underneath. Timmy, head fake, reverse layup behind his head, scores it. There's Jaden Timmy with the bucket, and the Ravens have drawn even at 21. 9:10 to go in the half. We're starting over even at 21 apiece. By the way, this is a fairly high-scoring game by Benedictine defensive standards. They like to hold their opponents to mid to upper 60s. We're on an 80-plus point kind of a pace right now. 17-footers up and rainbowing in for Ryan Bartley for Mount Mercy. Bartley has a half dozen. 23-21, Mustangs at the 8:45 mark. Here's a three for Sam. Rolls around and rolls out. No good. And a little push and a little shoving up to the basketball. And for Mount Mercy, Cody Westcott is in the game for the first time. He will clear down the rebound. He's a 6'5 senior from Cedar Point, Iowa. 8:20 to go in the first half. Mount Mercy up two. They will drive the shot. Blocked by Tyson Caffey. They will say he got him with the body. Tyson picks up the foul. I believe it'll be his second. No, first foul for Tyson. So Tyson Caffey with one. So that is good news for Benedictine. And at the line for Mount Mercy, Cole Rubas. The free throw is perfect. He's hit a couple of threes already, so that generally leads you to believe that he's probably a pretty good free throw shooter. So far this season, he's 39 of 51, 76.5%, averaging 11 points a game. Bartley is the scorer for this team, over 20 a game. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound slapped away, knocked out of bounds off Mount Mercy. For Benedictine, Bryson LaRue and Anthony Hall will come out as Benedictine has rotated back in its original, four of its original five. Jonah Dice is out there with Braden Belt, Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, and Sam Ungashik. 8 minutes to go. Here's Tyson, Jaden from the top. He'll hit a three. Jaden, Timmy, three more. And Benedictine ties it again, now at 24. Let me fix that at 24. 24-24, 7:50 to play. First half. Mount Mercy back down with it. Ravens staying their player defense. They'll slink it over to the left side. Hamcheck has it. Batted away. It's going to be picked up by Hadise, who started dribbling it up the floor. And then finally said, wait a minute, that's not the plan. I'll give it over to Sam, and Ungashik will bring it up court. Here's Timmy over to the left side to Lewis. Back out on top, Jaden Timmy. 7:25 to go in the first half. 24-24. into the lane. The shot by Ahmad off the window, no good. The rebound is going to be kicked out on top where Horton will pull it down. Mount Mercy's back on offense. Mount Mercy hitting 10 of 18 shots, 56%. Benedictine 9 of 16 shots, 56%. That's just how close this game is. 24-24. Shot clock is at 9. Mount Mercy to the left side with Bradley. Comes top side to Bartley. His shot way too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Adise. Joel into the forecourt. Ahmad back over to the left to Timmy. Feeds in the middle. Out on top, Sam. Ravens moving the ball briskly now. You can see they've kind of gotten their game legs underneath them, and things are moving a little more smoothly. Here's Ungashik for three. It won't go down. And a rebound. Bartley and Mount Mercy coming the other way. Ravens have been red hot. They've hit 8 of their last 10 shots. Mount Mercy has hit 1 of their last 7. That's how the Ravens have gotten back in this thing, going from down a dozen to tied to 24. Skip pass over to the right side for the Mustang. Shot clock again, single digits at 8. They'll feed left. An unobstructed 3 will not go in. And a rebound tipped around, pulled down by Ahmad Lewis. The Ravens up the floor. Ahmad will take it to the top side for the left-hand dribble, all the way to the baseline, left to Braden Belt. We haven't seen Belt knock anything down yet today. He's usually a good scorer for this team. 17-footer for Ahmad doesn't go down. And Ahmad Lewis, over the last maybe 2 weeks, has had some battles getting his shot to drop, and he is normally a very good shooter. 5:40 to play in the half. Here's a drive to the baseline, kicking it off the window and putting it in. The bucket belongs to Jakari Bradley. 26-24, Mount Mercy back in front. 5:20 to go in the first half. Here's Ahmad with it again, deep in the left corner. Brings it out on top to Braden. Here's Ungashik. Starts right, pulls it back out on top. Jaden Timmy goes in, twists, turns, spins, left-handed shot, no tip, no. Rebound cleared away, Mount Mercy. Flying up the floor with it is going to be Anthony Horton. He'll go coast to coast. Put the shot up, miss it. Rebound pulled down again by Joel Adise. Here comes Benedictine with numbers. Ravens on say 5-on-4 break. Timmy left. Top side Sam. Into the lane he goes. Dumps it underneath, and we've got a foul as players all over the floor. Everybody springs back to their feet. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Mount Mercy's Rusmer Hamcheck. Hamcheck, the young man from Sarajevo. Sam coming to the free throw line for BC. His only 2 points so far this afternoon have come at the free throw line, where he is 2 of 2 so far today. First one, it is good. Sam averages a little over 12 points a ball game. Just really developed into that prototypical point guard who can not just come down and facilitate the basketball, but he can also score it. One more shot coming up for the Blue Valley West grad. On its way. Perfect. Net barely moves as Ungashik is 4-4 at the free throw line, tying the game again. We're even at 26. 4:44 to go in the opening half. Mount Mercy, top side, Bradley. Wings it over to the left side to Pankey. Pankey will go to the wing, gets it back to Bradley. He'll dribble it first toward the top, now into the lane, kicks it back behind him. Bartley will go three. It's too strong. Hits the back of the rim where it's rebounded down by Jaden Timmy and Benedictine coming up the floor with it. 4:20 to go in the first half. Ravens down the court. Timmy will have it left side. Dishes it over to the left. Bryson LaRue is in the game. LaRue is going to turn it over. Kicks it over to Pankey. He'll bring it down. Feeds over to the left side of the lane where good movement of the basketball results in an easy bucket for Cole Rubis. And it's 28-26. Ravens again trailing by a pair. And we're at 4 minutes to go in the first half. Driving in, LaRue's one-handed runner misses. Tyson Cathy rebounds it down. He stumbles to the floor. The ball is dislodged. And up with it will come Mount Mercy. Mustangs with the basketball up a pair. Out on top. Plenty of time, but passing up the shot, Westcott. And Mount Mercy will reset its offense. Pankey will take it left side, Bartley, way over in front of the Raven bench now to Rublis. Shot clock at 11. 3.5 to play in the first half. Game moving along at a relatively brisk pace. down to the right side is going to be Panky. Shot clock's at 2, shot clock's at 1. He throws up a desperation air ball. That thing was way, way, way out of range. Coach Jennings on his feet, barking at his team. He's not particularly happy with their shot selection and the way they utilize the offense, and the Ravens are going to have it back in the backcourt. 3:17 to play in the first half. Benedictine. Now we're going to get a substitution. Who's coming in and out? What are we going to have here? Into the game for the Ravens, we'll get Anthony Hall. Into the game for Mount Mercy will be Landon Sullivan. We haven't seen Landon. He's a little 5'11 sophomore guard from Iowa. Ahmad Lewis will bring it up court for BC. Yeah, Sam Ungashik is going to get a little rest. Jaden Timmy, you've got LaRue out on the floor for BC. You've also got Hall. And running it out, Tyson Caffey. Top side. And Ahmad's three, not going to go in again. And Ahmad continues to struggle. He's 0-for-3 shooting the ball here this afternoon. Rublis will go in with a run-handed runner. No, Tyson Caffey, a strong rebound. And the Mount Mercy player in the backcourt laying on the floor, beating the ground. The three-point shot. No, the follow is up and good by Anthony Hall. Hall hits the bucket, brings the game to a tie, and Coach Jennings is absolutely in the ear of Cody Westcott, who after the shot was missed, he felt he was fouled. He was on the floor, beating the floor with his hand, not running down, and Benedictine took advantage of the 5-on-4 trip down court. We're going to get a timeout with Mount Mercy. Taking a break, Joseph, with 2.5 to go in the half. Benedictine, Mount Mercy, we're tied at 28.
Skyway Baits at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Baits has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Baits, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Well, for Benedictine, started off rather rough. Got down a dozen points. They battled back. Tied the game at 21. Got down two. Tied the game at 24. Got down two. Tied the game at 26. Got down two. Tied the game at 28. And now that's where we're at. It's a 28-28 ball game. Mount Mercy with the basketball. Looking to see if they can continue to hold Benedictine off. Ravens have not had a lead this afternoon. And again, 10 on the shot clock as Mount Mercy launches a three. Oh, what a pretty shot, and a dagger by Kyle Kelly. Kelly in the game out of Manchester, Iowa, the 6'4 sophomore, and we've seen a lot of different players for Mount Mercy this afternoon. And the Mustangs go up by three this time, 31-28. We're inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Ahmad Lewis goes cross court. Ravens three, looking to tie it up. It's short. Rebound. And a Benedictine foul, I suspect, on Anthony Hall. Anthony will pick up his first foul of the afternoon. Benedictine will have its 16th foul of the first half. So Mount Mercy will be shooting free throws after this. And we've got a minute and a half to go in the half. Mustangs into the forecourt. Bruce Marhamchek alternating hands with the dribble. Here's Bradley with the ball. And as the shot goes up, I suspect another foul on Tyson Caffey as he was trying to body up his defense. It'll be Tyson's second foul at the line for Mount Mercy. That's going to be Jakari Bradley. He's over one at the line, but has 6 points today. First of two, no good. He's now 0-for-3. Before the second free throw, Tyson Caffey will come out, and he'll be replaced for Benedictine by Joel Adise. Ravens are going to take Anthony Hall out of the game, and back in for the Ravens will come Preston Reynolds. So Jaden Timmy and Ahmad Lewis on the right side of the lane. You've got Adise and Reynolds on the left side of the lane, and in the backcourt, you'll find Bryson LaRue. Second free throw will be good. and Ja'Kari Bradley will hit one of those two, making it 32-28. Benedictine trailing by four, and we're at a minute 20 to go before halftime. Coming to the free throw line with it, Ravens will kick it back out on top, skip pass over to the left side to Adise. Backs in, pushes out on top. Timmy, he'll launch the three, halfway down, no. Rebound Adise, no. Rebound, pulled down by Mount Mercy. Joe getting way upstairs, but could not get the put back to go in. And with a four-point lead, Mount Mercy has the basketball in the last minute now of the first half. Skip pass over to the left side. Bradley loses the hand, but it's going to be lost out of bounds. Touched last by Benedictine. A headlong dive by Jaden Timmy. Trying to secure that basketball back, and Jaden gets up. He's a little slow and kind of shaking it off, but he's okay. 16 on the shot clock for Mount Mercy. They'll skip it in on the left side. Homchek has it. Working on a DC. Tries it back in. Joel cuts him off. Ball out on top to Rublis. 8 on the shot clock. Driving to the middle is going to be Sullivan. It's going to be Hamchek to the baseline. Rubis for three. Big 3-point shot. Cole Rubis and Benedictine as quickly as that. Trailing at 35-28. Ravens go down 7 with a half a minute to play in the half. So we've seen a 7-0 run by Mount Mercy closing out this half. They've done less going in the last about minute 40. Here's BT with the ball with 8 to go. With 5 to go. Ahmad will drive into the lane with 2. Puts the shot up by the buzzer. Knocks it off the glass and in. Ahmad Lewis. His first points of the game. And it is halftime in Atchison. We'll be back summarizing the opening half for you as they go into the locker room. It is Mount Mercy 35, Benedictine 30.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2050. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us here this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball ladies game was earlier than BC Women coming away with a big W in that one. Guys trailing now by 5 at halftime, 35-30. A recap of that first half scoring for Mount Mercy. A dozen already for Cole Rubis. Following him, Ja'Kari Bradley has 7, 6.5 for Ryan Bartley. Ruzmar Hamchek has 5, 3 for Kyle Kelly, and thank you. And for Anthony Horton, a 2-point half. For Benedictine, no one in double-figure scoring yet, but Jaden Timmy knocking on the door. He's had 9 in the first half. Half a dozen for Preston Reynolds coming in off the bench. It's a 5-point half for Anthony Hall. Sam Ungashuk has 4 on 4 free throws. And then 2 apiece for Ahmad Lewis, Bryson LaRue, and Tyson Caffey. We're going to take a bit of a breather. The crowd mills around a little bit in excited anticipation of an interesting, we hope, exciting second half of men's college basketball coming up. We'll be back to bring it to you. But right now, with the halftime score, Mount Mercy 35, Benedictine 30, we're kicking it back to our man Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got the most interesting halftime for you.
burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're playing host to Mount Mercy. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Monday night off, but Tuesday we return with high school basketball as JCN will be traveling to Horton. We'll be traveling with them and covering the game at 6 o'clock as the girls take to the court. The boys should take to the court right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road as well at Peru State. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the ladies game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Coming up on Friday, we return to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS at Valley Falls. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court about 8. Saturday brings us back around to the Benedictine Ravens at the Nolan, playing host to William Penn. Currently, they're scheduled for a 2 p.m. tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the women's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded. That's my bank.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
In the Ashcroft Center in Springfield, Missouri, the Evangel team ladies beat the Culver Stockton team ladies 74-73. In the final from the Nolan, it was the Benedictine Lady Ravens at 68 over the Mount Mercy Mustang Lady Mustangs 62. At 2 minutes remaining in the second, it is Baker leading Grandview 34-32. At halftime, Central Methodist has got a 6-point lead over Clark in the ladies' game, 37-31. Missouri Valley at the half is leading William Penn by 3 points, 33-30. Graceland ladies are about 2 minutes away from the half as well. They're leading trailing 20 to Parks, 31. And in the final game, we've got 5 minutes and 54 seconds left in the third. It's Mid-America Nazarene 37 to Peru State's 19. I'll be back in just a moment for the men's scores for games in action right now.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engine. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at men's scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have two games in play right now. The Culver-Stockton Evangel game has got 7 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first. Evangel is leading Culver-Stockton 20-14. At the half in the game that you're currently listening to, we've got Mount Mercy at 35 points to Benedictine's 30. We have a final to report in the KU Jayhawks men's basketball game against the Iowa State Cyclones. It was a victory at home for the Iowa State Cyclones with a 68-53 victory over the Jayhawks. In Kansas State basketball news, the Wildcats will be in action as the Texas Longhorns are coming to Manhattan. Their game has got a 3 p.m. scheduled tip. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 54. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 28. Highs around 57. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently taking a look at the weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 54.9 degrees. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 43%. Dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is declining. We are now sitting at 29.92 inches of mercury, and our feels like temperature out there is a wonderful 50 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of the men's game, and the visitors out of Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, lead Benedictine 35-30. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer-engineer. Matter of fact, he's the guy who took care of you in halftime and doing a great job as always. Joseph, we appreciate that. Thank you. Tom Counts will be here. Quick review of how the first half kind of transpired. Benedictine got in trouble early. Kind of got themselves behind in this thing and found themselves trailing by as many as a dozen in the first about 6 or 7 minutes. Started a battle back, tied the game, got behind it again. And then Mount Mercy was able to push ahead and take this 5-point lead into the locker room. So even though Benedictine was tied in this game with even a couple of minutes to go before halftime, they have not had a lead yet today. Mount Mercy shoot the ball really well, 14-29. That's almost half, 48%. Benedictine is 11-29, a 38% clip. For the Ravens, the free throws have really helped them as they are perfect at the line. Sam Mungashik is 4-4, and Jaden Timmy 2-2. Benedictine has hit all of their free throws today. And from the outside, the Ravens continue to struggle with the long shot. 2-10 in the first half. Mount Mercy, 5-13, 38% for the Mustangs. For Mount Mercy, and head coach Aaron Jennings is going to be the original starting five out there. Ryan Bartley, Cole Rubis, got Shikari Bradley, Anthony Horton, and Rosmir Hamcheck. For Benedictine and head coach Moody, they're coming off the bench now, and it will be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's going to be their original five of Sam Ungashik, Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Timmy, Brayton Belt, and Tyson Caffey. Set to go to the second half. Here we go. Ravens will be putting it in play. We're underway in the second half. 35-30, Mustangs lead. Ungashik will have it on the right wing for Benedictine. The left-hand dribble cuts down the left side of the lane, goes all the way to the baseline. Stops there, brings it back out on top to Ahmad Lewis. Raven perimeter shooting is just due to start falling. I mean, at some point, you know, you play that law of averages. It's got to catch up. Here's a feed in the middle, and Tyson's going to lose the handle on it. Now reach in late to try to tie it up. And they're going to say it is out of bounds. Is that what they're going to call? Or they're going to call a jump ball. Two officials, I think, having varied opinions on what should be called here, and they're still talking about it at the point at which that play occurred. And they're going to say it's out of bounds to Benedictine, and Coach Jennings not real happy with that. Ravens are going to bring it in topside, get it to Belt, looking for his first three, does not get it. We better go back down. Here comes Mount Mercy. Ryan Bartley will bring it up the floor. Brayden Belt, normally a prolific scorer for this Benedictine team and maybe the best perimeter shooter, averaging right at 15 a game, 14-8, has not scored today. And here's a turnaround from the left side for Mount Mercy. And Ryan Bartley makes it a 37-30 Mount Mercy lead. Just underway in the second half. We're 1 minute in. Ravens now down 7. The feed underneath. Timmy hooks it across. And there's a two-handed up by Tyson Caffey off the Jaden Timmy assist. So Tyson showing his strength underneath there, and for the Ravens, that if he would do more of that, it would be a big plus. And now a turnover coming up court with it for Mount Mercy. BC back up the floor. 18:40 to go in the ball game. 37-32. Mustangs out front. Benedictson coming down. Ungershick plays off the screen. Goes all the way to the right side. Drives in. Underhand layup. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Saved. And Mount Mercy will rescue it. Mustangs up the floor. Over to the left side. Driving baseline across. Kicking it to the corner. The three is set sail and scored. Bartley. He had six in the first half. He has got five more in less than 2 minutes of the second half. And the Ravens trail by eight. And now Ahmad Lewis with the ball starts to drive into the middle and travels with it. So the Ravens will lose a possession and find themselves trailing by eight, 40-32. Benedictine down eight. And we're at 18 minutes to play. Back around to the left side. Yeah, we talk about it regularly on broadcasts when circumstances like this arise, when you find yourself sprinting in the game and battling back. It's so hard to try to, as we call it, push that rock up the hill and try to get back in front. And the Ravens have been doing that 100% all afternoon long. Here's a power move in the middle of the driving lane. It's going to be good by Ja'Kari Bradley. He has nine, and the Ravens are down 10. 42-32. And right back to the double-digit lead goes Mount Mercy. Jaden Timmy trying to back in. Defender reaches in and going to foul him. And here's the thing with Mount Mercy. They've had their struggles this season, okay? Mount Mercy comes into the game today. They've lost five of their last six. One of seven teams in the conference with a losing road record. So, they are a team that you would hope to have come in and you'd be able to do some good with. But right now, the Ravens down 10. Here's Belk, still looking for his first point of the day for the Ravens. Comes out on top to Ahmad. He will cut in, feeds it to Tyson. Off the window and good. Tyson Cathy, a couple of more. Tyson quickly goes to 6 points. 42-34. And we are inside 17 minutes to go. Talking about Ja'Kari Bradley and how well he has been playing. Here's a feed underneath and a great defensive play by Benedictine and getting spotted up, drawing the foul. They're going to have a player control foul on Cole Rublis for Mount Mercy, his first foul today. Talk about Ryan Bartley, okay? Bartley is second in the conference in scoring, averaging 20.1, leads his team in rebounding 4.8, leads his team in blocks. I mean, he is absolutely an outstanding player. He's having a pretty good day so far here today at 9 points with 16.5 to play in the game. 16-foot shot. Ungershick gets it. 6 points for Sam. And it's 42-36. Benedictine again, battling back from behind. Now Mercy will take it to the baseline left, deep in the forecourt, and Rubens will dribble it out on top. They're going to slow it down a little bit here. Starting into the lane, here's a fadeaway from 15, and it's up and good. Bartley, he's doing the magic that he does. He had six in the first half. He's got seven already in the second half, and it's 44-36. Ungershick will drive to the middle, dump it to Jaden Timmy deep in the right corner. He's backing in, inside the block, puts a shot up, misses it, gets his own rebound. A couple of head fakes later, it's going to be fouled. So Jaden Timmy, not able to get the shot to fall, but getting the rebound back, was able to get himself fouled, and Ravens are going to have it back in play. That will be the third foul today for Bradley. Is that right? Make it the second. Second foul for Ja'Kari Bradley. Now, out of the game for Mount Mercy will come Resmir Hamchick, and we're going to get Horton back in. 15:45 to go in the ball game. Benedictine bringing it in, trailing by eight at 44-36. And before the shot can go up, we're going to have another foul. And now the officials making a lot of calls, and now they're really taking some of the emotion and the steam and the momentum out of this game, and they've slowed it down and drug it down a little bit. 15:47 to go. Ravens are going to have it in play. Here we go. We'll try this again. Thompson with it is going to be Ungashit. Here's Sam driving toward the middle now. Backs it away. Keeps the left-hand dribble alive. Thought about taking a three. Doesn't. Goes left side. Tyson. Underneath it goes to Timmy. Timmy gets doubled up, and they're going to say travels with the basketball. I had a defender in each side of him and was trying to get rid of the basketball and not getting any help. And the Rams are going to turn it over with 15 and a half minutes to go. It is 44 to 36. Here comes Mount Mercy. Cross midcourt, Anthony Horton. He'll hold it up topside. Get it to Jakari Bradley. Skip pass over to the right. And for Mount Mercy, remember, you got Bradley and you have Bartley. So important to differentiate between those two players, although each of them is having a great game. And here's a driving layup by Cole Rubles, who's having a big game. He's at 14. How about that? It is now, again, a 10-point game. 46-36, and we're inside 15 minutes to go, and it's Benedictine gets into the middle. We're going to get a whistle, a foul, and two free throws coming to BC. Foul is going to be on Horton. That will be three fouls for Tony Horton. Sam Ungashik coming to the line. Players for both teams at the scorer's table. They'll come in after the first shot, which is good. Sam knocks that one down, and Benedictine is going to bring Joel Adise in for Tyson Caffey. They are going to bring Bryson LaRue in for Braden Belt, who continues to have no points yet today. Very unusual for him. And if Sam hits his free throw, he's going to get a little rest. And it rolls out. It doesn't go down. An unusual miss. It is 46-37. Ravens trail by 9. 14:45 to go in the game. Back over to the right side. Mount Mercy with it, working in front of their bench. It's going to be batted away by LaRue. Saved out on top by Jakari Bradley. Now Benedictine with a steal. LaRue comes up with it. He's 1-on-3. Drives in, hooks, and missed it. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds, and I believe off Benedictine. No, the official on the backside says it's going to be Raven Paul. So the Ravens are going to continue to rotate some fresh guys into the game. A little over 5 minutes into the second half. 14:31 to play in the game. It'll come into Joel Adise. Preston Reynolds will take the ball. The 6'5" guard comes out on top. Driving in is Ahmad. Over to the right side. The three, no. Anthony Hall couldn't get it to drop. And back up with it will come at Mount Mercy. 14:14 to go. Mount Mercy with the basketball way up top side is Ryan Bartley. Bartley will drive to the right side of the free throw line. Give and go inside, and their layup misses, but we get a Raven foul, likely on Preston. Oh, it's not going to be. It's going to be on Bryson LaRue. So one foul this afternoon for Bryson. For Benedictine. Team foul one of the second half. At the line for Mount Mercy's Kyle Kelly. He had a three in the first half, and that free throw, spinning and spinning like a gyroscope, hangs on the rim and pulls itself in. So it is good. He's got one more shot coming. That's 4 points this afternoon for Kyle Kelly. Kelly out of Manchester, Iowa, 6'4" sophomore, hits both free throws. And it is 48-37. That 11-point lead is the second largest of the day. One time early in the half, early in the game, we had a 12-point Mount Mercy lead. Now the Ravens shot missing by Ahmad Lewis. And back up with it will come Mount Mercy. Benedictine has not scored in a while. Matter of fact, nearly 3 minutes, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 13:48 to play. It is Mount Mercy 48, Benedictine 37.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
To play in the game. It is a 48-37 lead for the visitors from Mount Mercy. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio. Tom Couch with you here. Nice crowd on hand. Don't forget us. It is mother, son, father, daughter dance weekend here at Benedictine, one of the big social events on the calendar. You're going to go and you're going to see, if you go there, you're going to see a lot of Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers kind of thing. So right now, we're worried about what's going on this floor. Ravens trailing. Here's that Mount Mercy shot from the outside, and three more! This one will belong to Ruzmir Hamcek. His second three of the game, his eighth point of the afternoon, and the Ravens finding themselves in a little trouble now. Trailing at 51-37, 13-13 to go. BC right side, Adise backs in. He'll put up the short jumper and miss it, but they'll say he got pushed, and the foul is called underneath. It's going to be Kyle Kelly picking up his second foul today for the Mustangs, and at the line for Benedictine is going to come Adise. Joel cruises up there, and decent free throw shooter with limited opportunities. He came in 6 of 7. That's 86%. His first one is perfect. That is his first point today. Second free throw. Spins around and goes out no good. 51-38. And we're down to 13 minutes to go. Benedictine trailing by 13 now. Nearly stealing it away, but not Mercy's able to recover it. Over to the right side, it's going to be Rubos. He'll down to the baseline corner. Brings it back out on top. Getting it there to Hosmack. Inside to Bradley. Jakari pushes it off on top where the shot is taken. And we're going to have a foul called away from the basketball on Mount Mercy. The bucket did not go in, so that did not come into play. And now the officials coming over. Coach Jennings on his feet saying, what in the world happened here? And they've sent the teams to their benches, and they might be going to review this. There must have been a foul off the basketball that they thought could have been maybe flagrant, I suppose. And they're going to discuss this, and they have not made a move yet to review the video. Now they're going to call a foul on Kyle Kelly. It'll be the third foul on Kelly, but I don't know what precipitated the officials coming over to the scores table and stopping the play. They've left the game clock at 12:43, and the shot clock is still at 5. So I'm not quite sure why that transpired. I don't think Coach Moody is quite sure now, of course. This is what we anticipated. The play is under an official review. They do, in fact, go to the video screen, and they're going to see if there was, I suppose, any particularly strong aggression or malice on the play. Now, the two officials will be done with that and bring the third in, and the other one will go back and hold the ball and stand out near center circle while they continue to analyze all of this. Lots more basketball coming up next week on CARE Radio. We have another full sports schedule that we're going to be bringing your way. The crew comes out to the center circle, and they're going to talk about what's going on. They're doing that. Let me see if we can update you on games that have gone on that will all be, I suspect, complete on the ladies' side today. Ooh, we got to get down a few more days, and here we are this afternoon. Of course, Benedictine winning over Mount Mercy, 68-62. It was a close win. Dennis Springfield of Angel eking out a 74-73 win over Cova Stockton in the ladies' game. Now they are going to call this, I suppose, some kind of a aggressive foul. We're going to have LaRue at the other end of the court for a technical free throw. It is short. So Bryson LaRue, unable to capitalize on the first. One more shot coming up for Bryson. This one is good. So, the ball will go into the backcourt. And I suspect they're going to have to reset that play clock. Here we go to get it to 30, that shot clock. Play clock, what's the matter with me? Shot clock's going to go to 30. So give the Ravens a point. It is 51-39 with 12:41 to play in the game. And BC has the ball, but they are down again a dozen. LaRue with the basketball over to the right side. Skips in the middle. It's going to be kicked. Of the ladies' finals. It was... Oh, there is some are all still playing. Let me correct that. All of them are in the late third quarter. So we'll kind of keep an eye on them. All those other games beginning at, like this one, at 2 o'clock. Here's a drive to the right side. Back out on top. LaRue cuts into the lane. Stops. No shot. Back out on top it comes. Ahmad the three. That's about 2 feet short, but a beautiful follow up and in by Preston Reynolds with 8. 51-41, Ravens are back to within 10. And we've got 12 minutes to play. Mount Mercy and Cole Rubis. Goes left side, Bartley, shot, no, rebound. And we're going to get a foul, I suppose, on Joel Adise. You know they're going to call a foul on LaRue. So, Bryson LaRue will have collected a second foul. Both of them coming in the second half. Benedictine is going to take Ahmad Lewis out of the game. Ahmad coming out with only 2 points so far this afternoon. And back into the ball will come Mount Mercy. 11:50 to go in the game. Mount Mercy has the ball stripped away. Preston Reynolds coming up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine. Adise will bring it up to near midcourt. And realize the ball is probably better in the hands of Preston Reynolds, who will take it, drive, shoot, and miss the layup. My goodness. Tough shot to miss for Benedictine and the freshman, unable to capitalize on a golden opportunity. With 11 and a half to play in the game, Ravens still trail by 10. It is a 51-41 Mount Mercy lead. BC's player defense chasing this motion that's being run right now. The pass over to the left side, mishandled for a moment, but recovered. Into the lane. The shot. Nope. And that was a great job of decoying the official. Ja'Kari Bradley, before any contact had been made, he was already kind of falling back and then tried to regain his balance and feigned having been pushed a couple of times. Draws the foul. He will come to the free throw line. And now they're going to take a moment, kind of towel down the baseline. And we're going to get free throws coming here for the Mustangs. 11:07 to play. Long look at it. Here's a free throw. It is up and good. 10 points today for Ja'Kari Bradley. It is 52-41. Ja'Kari takes a world of time, and the second one is good. So Bradley with 11. And the Ravens back down a dozen at 53-41. 11 minutes to play. For Benedictine, going to have to find that offense a little bit. Here's Tyson Caffey in the middle. His layup misses. His tip-up misses. And the rebound taken away by Mount Mercy. They're going to come back the other way. 10:47 to go. So for Mount Mercy, a double-digit lead, possession of the basketball, a little over 10 minutes ago. They're going to have a lot to say about how this game unfolds and the tempo that it maintains and whether Benedictine has an opportunity to come back. Kelly goes three. What a shot, Kyle Kelly. My goodness. His second three of the afternoon. And the young man from Manchester, Iowa, has 8 points, and Benedict in some trouble now, down 15. It is the largest lead today for Mount Mercy, 56-41. Kelly's going to pick up his fourth foul for Mount Mercy. And Benedict is going to bring Brayden Felt back into the game for Bryson LaRue. And into the game for Mount Mercy, Cody Westcott will come in, and they're going to take out Kyle Kelly. So the Ravens come to the free throw line. Tyson Caffey, a 47% free throw shooter. First one rolls in. He kind of looks to the heavens, very pleased that that went in. Raven fans are happy with him. Tyson's gotten 7 this afternoon. One more shot here with 10:20 to go for in the ballgame. 56-42 now. And that was perfect. 56-43. Mount Mercy will get it in deep in the backcourt, and the Ravens are going to press them just a token pressure up the court. They're not. Across the timeline, it comes down the left side. That's going to be Jakari Bradley. Back out on top to Cody Westcott. 15 on the shot clock. Spinning down the left side of the lane. The ball breaks loose, and the Ravens unable to get a handle on that thing, but it's going to get out of bounds, and back will come to Benedictine. So for the Ravens, it was rolling across the floor. They couldn't get a grab on it, but for Benedictine, it does get out of bounds and will be Raven basketball. We're inside 10 minutes. Ungashik has it right side. It feels like the Ravens are just looking for that momentum that they haven't gotten now, and here's a layup. It's going to be up and good. Tyson Caffey. Tyson Caffey gets a pair. 56-45. 9:20 to play in the game. Bartley from 17 nails it. What a shot. Bartley. 58-45. And Benedictine again down 13. We're due for a media timeout, Joseph. That'll probably be coming sooner than later. Kathy comes out on top to Belt. They have defended him so well today. And here's a driving layup is good for Preston Reynolds, his 10th point today. 58-47. Ravens continue to battle hard, but now, with the clock inside 9 minutes, time becoming an issue for BC. Here's Rubus, goes to the right side. Jumper, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Kimmy coming up with a rebound. He'll get across to Ungashik. Sam into the forecourt. Ravens are going to have to paint a little bit more sense of urgency here. Down 11, 8.5 to go. Tyson Caffey back on the top. Sam, he'll launch three. Missed it. Rebound underneath Mount Mercy. Rubus comes down with the basketball. And again, you're going to get Ryan Bartley to very slowly, casually walk up the floor. Brayden Belt today. Not only is he scoreless, but so uncharacteristically, 2 shots today by Brayden Belt. Shot clock is at 7, at 6. Drive to the right side. The 12-footer is up and in, and that is exactly what Mount Mercy wanted to do. Run that shot clock down to about 5, finish it with a score. It is 60-47. The feet underneath the Tyson Caffey lays it up and in. 60-49, and we're at 7:45 to play. And again, you'll notice no media timeout, no stoppage of play on the floor. The clock is just running. The ball's going to be batted away. But saved out on top by Bartley. Coach Jennings from Mount Mercy's on his feet, telling his team to get moving. Here's a three. Rims out, no good. Ravens rebounded down. Ungashik up the floor. The three-on-three break, and BC's going to let the offense set itself. Cross-court pass for Timmy. Knocks out of bounds, and that's going to bring us a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down now all the way to 7:16 to play in this men's college basketball game. The score, Mount Mercy 60, Benedictine 49.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this afternoon on Care Radio. The Benedictine Lady Ravens winning in the opening game, coming from behind. The Benedictine guys going to have to do the same thing if they're going to secure a win for themselves. Trail right now, though, by 11 with 7:16 to play. For Benedictine this afternoon, we've got Tyson Cathy. He's got 11 points, 10 for Preston Reynolds. Jaden Timmy has 9, but he scored all of those in the first half, and then we'll probably look for a little bit from Jaden here in the second half. And Benedictine also needs some scoring probably from Braden Fell, one of their perimeter shooting specialists, averaging 14.8 a game. He has not scored today. They could use those 15 points right about now. Putting it in play is going to be Ahmad Lewis, and the Ravens are going to run their offense. Top side is going to be Ungashik. Sam comes off the screen by Timmy, goes in, kicks it off the window. No, tipped up by Tyson Cathy too softly, and Ravens are fortunate to come down with a long rebound. Here's Belt again to Tyson, right side Ahmad. Lewis goes toward the top, feeds underneath to Tyson. He'll back in, turn and shoot, and there's the foul call. Tyson immediately spins to the official and goes, "Hey, what about that?" So the foul, not really a big deal in so much as it is the first foul of the afternoon on Cody Westcott. Coming to the line for BC, Tyson Cathy, 1 of 2 at the free throw line today. That one is good. In the game also for Mount Mercy is Kyle Kelly. He shot really well today, well above his average, but he's out there now with 4 fouls, so he's got to be extremely careful. The second free throw misses by Tyson. He knew it, quickly crashed into the lane, and the missed shot rebounded back down by Mount Mercy. 60-50 at 6:40 to go. Coast to coast, the driving shot blocked by Timmy. They're going to call a foul. That is a tough break for Jaden Timmy. Looked like he'd come in and gotten that one cleanly, but the official from the deep corner in the baseline calls a foul, and back to the free throw line is going to come the Mustangs. 6:40 to play. Step into the line, Ja'Kari Bradley. Ja'Kari taking his time. The free throw is up and good. Bradley is 72.5% free throw shooter, 29-40 this season coming into the game today. He has now hit 4 in a row after missing his first 2 this afternoon. One more shot coming up for Bradley. He's got a dozen points now today. This one, good. 62-15. Again, the Ravens down a dozen. But now, with 6.5 minutes to go, Benedict is going to have to find those shooters. Here's a running shot, missing. Followed up and in, Jaden Timmy. Jaden in double figures now with 11. 62-52. And officials coming over, and then we're having a powwow with the officials out in the middle of the floor. Coach Jennings from Mount Mercy is setting his team to the side, and we've got a technical on Mount Mercy. Coach Jennings giving the official an earful as Jaden Timmy is coming to the free throw line to shoot the free throw shots for Benedictine. First one, yes. This is the second technical so far in the game against Mount Mercy. Jaden Timmy hits both free throws. It is now 62-54 with 6:19 to go. And are we going to have a timeout taken? Yeah, I think maybe Coach Jennings is going to want to have a word with his guys. He's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 6:19 left in the game. Mustangs, 62, Ravens, 54.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
This is afternoon on Care Radio. 6:19 to go in the men's game. It is a 62-54 lead for the visitors from Mount Mercy. You know, Benedictine, they love their defense, and they're one of two teams in the conference ranked in the top five in scoring defense, field goal defense, three-point defense. So, Ravens only giving up 71 a game. Field goal defense at 42% and three-point defense at 32%. And the Ravens have been very successful against Mount Mercy since they came into the conference. The Ravens are 5-1 here in the NOLA against Mount Mercy. In fact, one of the higher scoring games against Mount Mercy back in February of 2020. Ravens winning it 101-65. And in the second half of that one, 14 of 17 three-point shots. They hit 18 on the day. 14 of 17 from three in the second half. That'll get you to 100 in a hurry. All right, let's see what's going to happen here. The officials, as we come back, are still hovering around. One talking to each head coach and one hanging on to the basketball. 62-54, Mount Mercy in front. Benedictine. Got Jaden, Timmy, and Preston Reynolds, Braden Belt, Sam Ungerschick, Almond Lewis. Five guys who can all shoot from the perimeter. The ball's going to come in to Mount Mercy, and here we go. Mustang basketball, they lead by 8. And the drive down to the right side, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Is that going to be on Sam? It will be. Sam Ungerschick will have his first foul of the afternoon. Benedictine will have its, fifth foul? So Mustangs will be putting in a play again at the baseline. Ravens have one more foul to give. Inbound it comes, and before that shot, we're going to have another foul on Sam. So Sam Ungerschick will pick up quickly a couple of fouls, and now that we'll have the Mustangs coming to the line for the 1-and-1. They run the same inbound play every time, bringing it into Horton, who kicks it out on top to Jakari Bradley. 6 minutes to go. Here's a very long three from way out on top. It misses, and the rebound tipped out. Mount Mercy's going to get the offensive board and bring it up topside again and run another 10 or 12 seconds off the clock. Bartley will take it left side. Dribbles up toward the center circle. Kicks it over to the right edge. Rubas. Shot clock's at 4. Shot clock's at 3. Shot clock's at 2. The ball is mishandled. He does not get that thing off. They're going to wave it off. No good. Benedictine will be putting it in play from the baseline. And that was just a matter of Jakari Bradley milking that clock down and going all the way to the baseline, taking maybe a couple of dribbles too many. And BC will be the benefactors of that shot clock violation. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine's still in this thing with 5.5 to go. They trail only by 8. Jaden Timmy backs in. Feeds off down low to Preston. Reynolds will back in. Back in. Hook it up off the window and miss it. Gets his own rebound. Feeds it to Sam. Over left to Ahmad. He'll launch a 3. What a shot, Ahmad Lewis. His first 3 today. He's got 5 points. 62-57. Coach Jennings on his feet. He understands the danger of being on the road and a team suddenly late in the game getting inspired, getting a little hot. Here's a turnaround from 15. And that was a beautiful shot by Ryan Bartley. 64-57, Ravens back down 7. 4:45 to play. Ahmad will go into the lane. Kick it back. Timmy will go 3. Buries it, Jaden Timmy for a 3. So Jaden pushed it a little bit closer. 64-60. And Benedictson, a moment ago, down a dozen. And we're going to see a Mount Mercy timeout. Coach Jennings is now going to have to talk to his team about playing to win and not to just not lose. We're taking a timeout, Joseph. 4:26 to play and a fantastic finish coming. It is Mount Mercy 64, Benedictson 60.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
We're in the NOLA Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas, where men's college basketball this afternoon finds us late in the game. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play, and the visitors in front of the Ravens, but Benedictine has battled from behind. It is a 64-60 Mount Mercy lead, and again with 4:26 to go. Benedictine was down a dozen at 6:30. So in a matter of 2 minutes, they have cut the gap by 8. Mount Mercy taking that timeout just kind of set the course. Brings the ball in from the near side. It's batted away. Ahmad Lewis steals the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with the ball down 4. Ahmad has it left side. Skips it down to Preston. Reynolds will back in. Back in. Not going to have room. Back out on top it comes. Here's Ahmad. He is unguarded. It's a 3 that is short. Rebound, Mount Mercy. That would have been a huge shot. And the right one to take by a good shooter, but it did not go in. 3:50 to play in the game. Mount Mercy clinging to the 4-point lead. Shot clock is at 15. Comes over to the right side to Anthony Horton. Back out on top it goes. Little head fake from the left side, deep into the corner. The baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound. Ravens are going to save it. Belt comes down with a rebound. Not typically his long suit, but that was a big one. And Ravens are back on offense with 3:20 to go. Still, Benedictine trails only by 4. Here's Ungashik out on top to Reynolds. Preston attacks the lane. Backs in. Backs in. Has it batted out of his hands. It's running around on the floor, and Reynolds will turn it over. Slapped away by the long arms of Cole Rubis. How about Rubis, the 6'7" sophomore? Knocks that ball free, and the Ravens come up empty-handed a second trip. 2:50 to play. Mount Mercy into the lane. The spinning shot off the right side is up and good. Ja'Kari Bradley. 66-60. 2:40 to play. Ungashik comes right, diving in a little bit. Horton, no foul called. Ungashik back to the left side. Gets it to Preston. Preston spins into the lane, and did he travel? No, he was fouled on the floor. That is what precipitated what could have been a travel. Foul is going to be on Cole Rubis. It'll be his third. And Benedictine will get 2 free throws out of this as Mount Mercy has put the Ravens in the double bonus. That'll be beyond the 10 foul limit. The first free throw, no good for Preston. Reynolds has 10 points in the game, but he's struggled here late in this afternoon. Had a turnover a moment ago. Now misses the front half of the 2 shots. This free throw rolls in. So Reynolds with 11 points. It is a 5-point game, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with Coach Moody and Benedictine. Down to 2:29 to play. Mustang 66, Ravens 61.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good crowd here this afternoon. Again, not a standing room only kind of a crowd, but with so many activities going on the Benedictine College campus, it's a nice turnout here this afternoon, and I think absolutely everyone is stuck around. Nobody's leaving early with this one. Coming down to the wire, 2:29 to play, 66-61. Mount Mercy leading. They have led the entire afternoon, but Benedictine continues to show that heart, that grit, that battle back. And here comes Mount Mercy. They'll go into the forecourt. They're going to milk this thing down to 2 minutes before they put up this shot. Kyle Kelly in the game. He's got about 4 fouls. And here's a quick shot put up, and good, Ryan Bartley. 68-61. 2:10 to play. Driving to the right side. Ungashik! It's kind of his signature driving layup. It's up and good. 68-63. And we've got a minute 55 to go. Benedictine did a nice job on that possession, not wasting a lot of time, being very direct about looking to score that. And now Mount Mercy's looking to burn down that clock a little bit with a minute 40 to go. Shot clock's at a dozen. Back out on top is going to be Anthony Horton Jr. Horton over to the left side. Gets it there to Jakari. He'll go three, miss it. Long rebound. Saved in the corner by Mount Mercy. And we're going to have a Mount Mercy timeout. Taking another one with the Mustangs, Joseph, down to a minute and a half to play. It is Mount Mercy 68, Benedictine 63.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
We are late in the ball game. We're down to a minute 30 to play. It is a 68-63 Mount Mercy lead. Coming out of the court for the Mustangs, it'll be Bartley and Kelly with Rubas, Bradley, and Horton. For Benedictine, Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Kathy. They've got the offense-defense switch going on here. And no way they were getting the ball at play, so Mount Mercy uses another timeout. As the Ravens did a great job of defending the inbound play from deep in the left baseline corner. And I'm not really sure how many timeouts remain for these teams. Mount Mercy, none. Benedictine has one timeout remaining. So that's where we're at with that. Ravens in the double bonus. Mount Mercy will go into the bonus on the next free throw, or the next foul, as Benedictine has committed 6 so far tonight. Again, you look at the numbers. Ravens have gotten off plenty of shots, but the percentages just haven't been there. 4-17 from the outside, hitting only 24% of their outside shots, and only 39% from the floor on 22 of 56. Mount Mercy hitting 26 to 47. That's a 40%, or rather 55% clip, 26 to 47. And 8 of 20, 40% from outside. rebounds. 31 for Benedictson, 29 for Mount Mercy. Pretty similar kind of numbers in there. Okay, here we go. It'll be put in play again from deep in the left corner. Mount Mercy with inbound. It'll be Cole Rublis doing inbound work. He's 6 foot 7 inch forward. He's the only big guy out of the court now for a Mount Mercy team that usually plays several. And it's inbounded and thrown away. Oh, what a mistake. It has got Coach Jennings out on the floor yelling at his team. It was thrown in to Ja'Kari Brand. But he's the guy you want to have handling the ball, right? But it goes right off his hands and right out of bounds. Didn't lose a second. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens coming up the court. Trailing 20 by 5. Driving in is Sam. His shot is blocked, and he is fouled. Sam Ungashik. The foul is going to be on Horton. That'll be 4 on him. So Kelly's out there with 4 fouls. Horton's out there with 4 fouls. Rublis is out there with 3 fouls, one of which is a technical. Ungashik at the line for Benedictine. It's good. Sam had hit 5 in a row and then missed his last free throw. That was his 10th point of the game. One more shot coming here. He can get it to a one-possession game. Does it. It is 68-65 on a couple of free throws by Sam Ungashik. Here comes Mount Mercy. Minute 13 to go. They cannot burn the clock down. They're going to have to get a shot away. Ja'Kari Bradley left side. Comes out on top to Horton. Horton standing near the center circle. Eases over to the right side. Plays off the screen. And we're going to get a foul. Off the ball against Benedictine. The whistle is going to be on Preston Reynolds. For Preston, it'll be foul number 1. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 7. And this may not turn out to be the worst thing in the world. Is Anthony Horton coming to the free throw line. First one fails. Rebound, Benedictine. Preston comes down with the board, and the Ravens down 3 with a minute to go. And now Sam is tripped, knocked to the floor, and the Ravens commit a foul out on top. And Sam is putting his shoe back on as it was knocked off his foot, and no foul call. So we're going to have another foul against Benedictine. This one is going to be on Tyson. Tyson Campy picks up the foul, doing what he had to do. For Tyson, it'll be his 3rd. And back at the free throw line will come Horton. Now remember, he missed a moment ago. Front half of the 1-1 here. Perfect. One more shot coming up for the 6-foot junior from Marion, Indiana. He'll take his time and look it over. Bet he knows where gas that he is. Second free throw, gets them both. So the Ravens back down by 5 at 70-65. And we're at 49 seconds to go. We're going to get a Raven timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with Coach Moody. 49 seconds to go. Mustangs 70, Benedictine 65.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
As we return to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas, we're down to the last 49 seconds of this men's college game. The visitors from Mount Mercy in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, lead Benedictine 70-65. Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio this afternoon. Glad to be here and hope you enjoy our Raven coverage all season long. For Benedictine, a 5-point deficit. not something that you cannot overcome, but for the Ravens, going to have to start hitting promptly to perimeter shots. They're only 4 of 17 three-point shots so far this afternoon. The ball's going to come into Sam. Ungashik with it, being defended by Horton. BC out on top. They'll drive it in the middle. Backing in is going to be Ahmad. Top side to Timmy. Clock is ticking. Timmy into the lane. Spins, twists, turns, shoots. Scores! Jaden Timmy for two. Jaden Timmy, they were careful to not foul him. And now we're going to see what's happening here because neither team has any timeouts left, I think. Officials coming to the scorer's table again. They're going to review something that happened in the middle. And so for these two coaches, it's like a freebie timeout. While the officials analyze and, again, reviewing video, we've had some reviews already today. They've ultimately resulted in a couple of technical calls being assessed and a technical at this juncture of the game. Wow, can't imagine how big that might be. 70-67, Mustangs in front. These two teams played, gosh, it felt like a really, really long time ago. Back in November, the BC men winning that one on the road, 77-65. And for BC, this game also carries a lot of weight and a lot of momentum. Ravens were cruising right along, had an opportunity maybe even at a home berth in the conference postseason tournament, but have gone on fallen on a little hard times. They have lost three in a row coming in here today. And now they're just needing to win to make sure that they find themselves in a postseason tournament. And probably would prefer not to go to Oskaloosa, Iowa for game one. But that's all down the road. Those are fish to be fried some other day. Right now, the matter at hand is, the ball's going to come in deep in the backcourt to Mount Mercy. Nothing comes of the review. 70-67. The ball comes in quickly to Horton. Are they going to foul him? They're going to chase him. They're going to pin him up on the side. And are we getting a timeout? I thought, according to my notes, that the timeouts are all done. Okay, the score table says that that is the final timeout for Mount Mercy. So somewhere, my apologies, I missed one. 29 seconds to go in the game. Just we're going to hang on to it right here. I know we've kind of droned on a little bit, but there's so little time left and so much important play to get included. For Mount Mercy, out of the court, you're going to have Bartley, Kelly, Rufus, Bradley, and Horton. Kelly has four fouls. Horton has four fouls. Rubens has three in a technical. For Benedictine, Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy, Belk, and Kathy. Ungashik with three and Kathy with three. How about this? Jaden Timmy and Brandon Belk, Braden Belk, have both gone the entire afternoon without committing a foul today. Here the teams come out of the court. 29.7. That means that between the shot clock and the game clock, we have 3 seconds. The ball coming in play right in front of the Benedictine bench, and Mount Mercy will have a Cole Rubis doing the inbound work. Going to march him down a little further, bring him down a little further. Preston Reynolds was helping. He's saying, no, you got to go down. Go down closer toward the baseline. Here we go. The ball coming in. Looking, and they'll bring it over to the left side. It comes into Bartley. He gets doubled up. Comes back out on top to Rubis. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. It's out of bounds. Benedictine basketball! Now, quickly, you've got Coach Jennings running up to the scorer's table saying that it was touched. And they're going to go to the video again. Oh, this crew in his video reviews. 24 seconds to play. And again, these coaches getting a free timeout out of these reviews. Ravens, tremendous pressure defense on that inbound play. The ball had never gotten maybe 10, 12 feet from the baseline and deep in the backcourt. And they've not gotten as high as the backcourt free throw line and turn it over. Now, again, a duo of officials standing over the top of the video review, and one stands back. Now, the one who is back is going to come back up here again. You got Coach Jennings over here lobbying with the official who has just left the video review. Coach Jennings in his sixth season here at Mount Mercy. Now we'll have the officials kind of confab up here. 24 seconds to go in the game, a three-point contest. These games are huge. It is going to be Benedictine basketball. Coach Jennings not satisfied at all with the decision. William Penn at 17-0, going to win this conference. Right behind them, you've got Evangel at 13-4, Baker 12-4, Mid-America 12-5, Peru 12-5, Central Methodist 10-6, and then Grayson and Benedictine at 9-8. Those are your top eight schools. Here come the Ravens. Unbishik goes in, up, shot missing, rebound is being scrummed for, and we're going to have a foul on Tyson. So the Ravens not getting the shot they want, and we're down to 12 seconds left. They're going to go out to the other end of the court. Tyson Campney picking up the foul. It'll be his fourth. That is pretty much immaterial right now. The important thing is one free throw makes it a two-possession game. And stepping to the line, Ravens would rather see up there, and that is Anthony Horton. He is a 53% free throw shooter. And this is going to be a one and one. He's two out of three today. This one rolls out, no good. Ravens rebounded down, and they're going to have to hurry. Up the floor. Here comes BC, and the Ravens must have had a timeout left, too, because Coach Moody is out there on the floor asking the official immediately, where will the inbound occur? Ravens are going to take this 30-second timeout. They will be putting the ball in play from the far side in the backcourt, approximately, I would say, 8 to 10 feet into the backcourt. So how about that? With 8.8 seconds to go, the Mustangs lead against 70-67. So for Benedictine, it's clear cut. I mean, you're coming down the court, you're looking for the three. The question becomes now, which player do you want to take the three-point shot? And are you going to make some substitutions to get in an additional three-point shooter? Right now we've got Ungashik, Lewis, Timmy, and Belt with Kathy. And that is going to be the five coming out here. Ungashik, good shooter. Lewis, good shooter. Timmy, good shooter. Belt, good shooter. Tyson Caffey, we don't see him shoot a lot from the outside. They would look for him to get something in the middle and maybe get a foul. It comes into Sam. Here we go with eight. Sam into the fourth quarter at 6.5. Drives to the left side with four. Kicks it over to Timmy. There's the three. It's on the way. It's off the mark. Rebound. Out on top. Mount Mercy wins it. Final score this afternoon, Mount Mercy 70, Benedictine 67, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos.
But only Taco John's value its menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valuest menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, the crowd beginning to file out of the Nolan Gymnasium and ended pretty quietly as Benedictine with an opportunity with a last-gasp shot to tie the game. It would not quite fall in. Mount Mercy is able to escape this afternoon with a 70-67 win over the Ravens. Let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? First of all, for Mount Mercy. Well, I'll tell you, you had Bartley coming into the game, and he averages 20.1, and so he gets 21. I mean, he's spot on and got what you thought he would probably get. Cole Rubis had 14, Jakari Bradley 15, 8 apiece for Kyle Kelly and Rusmar Hamcheck. Then 4 rounds it out for Anthony Horton Jr. For Benedictine, tell you what, another fantastic game for some of these guys. 5 players. Four players, and double-figure scoring, led by Jaden Timmy. 9 in the first half, 9 more second half, 18 points for Jaden here this afternoon. For Benedictine, it was Tyson Cathy getting 10 in the second half. He had a dozen today for BC, and 11 apiece for Sam Ungashick and Preston Reynolds. It drops then to Ahmad Lewis with 5. Anthony Hall also 5 points today. Benedictine got 3 from Bryson LaRue and Joel Adise with 1 point this afternoon. For Benedictine, Braden Belt did not take a lot of shots today. Only 2 shots taken by Braden. You got to wonder if he's maybe okay and there may have a sore wrist or something. I don't know. 0-for-2 today for Braden Belt. Typically a very prolific scorer for Benedictine. Waiting around for Coach Moody for a little bit because he always liked to come up and we like to give him the opportunity to share his post-game things. Thank you very much. So we'll hang on and see if we can make that happen. Numbers in the ball game today. We talk about the individual scoring numbers. How about just looking at team totals? Benedictine hitting only 39% of its shots again this afternoon, under 40% at 23 of 59. It got a lot of shots away. 23 of 59. For Mount Mercy, they hit over half of their shots. In fact, 55%, that is well over half of their shots. 26 of 47 shooting the basketball. You had 3-point shooting today for Mount Mercy. I mean, they were good, hitting 40% from the outside, and that is a big deal. They were an 8 for 20. You had guys like Rubis going 3 of 7 outside. Hamcheck and Kelly, each 2 out of 3 from outside. So good outside shooting by Mount Mercy, helping their cause today. Benedictine 4 of 17, 23% from the perimeter. At the free throw line, the Ravens kind of helped keep themselves in it, as they've done in the last couple of games. They get a lot of free throws, and they do them pretty well. 77% today, 17 of 22. Only 10 of 15 for Mount Mercy. So the Ravens out-dueling Mount Mercy, 7 points at the free throw line. Mount Mercy also turned it over a bit. Credit to Benedictine defense with 14 forced turnovers against Mount Mercy. However, the Ravens only able to capitalize 12 points on those 14 turnovers. Rebound today ended up pretty even by the end of the afternoon. 33 for Benedictine, 30 for Mount Mercy. The Ravens got 20 defensive and 13 offensive rebounds. going to capitalize them again. 12 second chance points off of 13 offensive rebounds. BC also had the deep bench today with 20 points. Mount Mercy getting only 8 from the guys coming into the game. In the paint, we talked about how Mount Mercy shot so well from outside. Well, that limited their in-the-paint scoring. Benedictine scoring 34 of their 67, so most of their points came from in the lane.
Your only source.
Well, that was startling. I love it. Joseph's back in the studio working, and we're looking to get him to a chance to get out. He's only been there since, like, way before daylight this morning, so we're going to stick around a minute, Joseph, and get with Coach and let you get out so you can come back before daylight tomorrow morning, because that's what you love to do. So for Benedictine, we're going to take a quick glance through the upcoming schedule, and the Ravens, after today, are going to make a little road trip. We'll go with them up to Peru State next week on the 8th, then back home a week from today, back here in the Nolan, another home Saturday event, as it'll be William Penn coming to town. So Benedictine and William Penn. We talked about Penn. They are so, so good. Number one team in the conference, undefeated in the conference, highly nationally ranked, and they are a handful. Then the Ravens are going to be back at home once again with Missouri Valley before they have their final game of the season 2 weeks from today at Culver Stockton. So it's hard to believe that after today, there are 4 games only remaining in the conference. And then you go to the postseason play. When you look at the standings, we talked about Penn being on top at 17-0. Evangel as 13-4. Then you get kind of the logjam at 12 wins. Our Baker, Mid-America, and Peru. Central Methodist with 10 wins. Benedictine and Graceland each with 9. So that puts the cutoff right below Benedictine. And for the Ravens, probably any danger falling out of that. Coming up behind you, we've got Clark, Valley, Grandview, Culver, and then Park and Mount Mercy. I see for Mount Mercy, this is a big one. Only their 3rd conference win of the year. Here comes Coach up. Well, we'll get a chance to have a quick word with him before we get away here this afternoon. Coach, we'll see if we've got the mechanics working on this, and if you've got any sound in there.
No.
There you go. All right. Here we go. We'll also give you a little bit of extra volume. How about that?
Okay.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Ravens, joins us. Coach, thrilling game, man. Mount Mercy came to really played hard today, and you know, it came down to the wire, and I loved how your guys battled all the way to that last heartbeat.
Yeah, this is like the 3rd one in a row that you've said something to the effect of thrilling game, but we haven't been able to win the game. Our guys are battling. We're playing hard. I thought tonight, I don't think we were tough enough on the D end. To be honest, on the defensive end, I thought we were, especially to start the game, not dialed in enough. I think we've got a young team as far as mentality is concerned. I mean, experience now, everybody's played a ton of games at this point, but mentality-wise, you know, I think it's easy to look at the other guys' schedule and forget that all those guys are on scholarship, and they've just had some horrible injuries and some stuff with their lineup all year long. They haven't been able to maintain consistency, and I think I don't know how dialed in we were to the game plan and what needed to take place. They averaged making 8 threes a game. They made their 8 threes. The game plan is to take away 2s against this team, and they just diced us from 2. We got stretched. We got back up. We got driven. Not good enough. So I love our team, but tonight wasn't our best effort on D. Offense wasn't any good for most of the game. Once again, Ahmad and Braden are struggling. I don't know if their minutes are catching up to them or what, but Ahmad and Braden just haven't been able to put the ball in the hole. And but some guys stepped up off the bench. You know, you got Preston stepped up well, and Anthony Hall hit a couple shots. So we just offensively we're not ourselves, and I don't think that was. And I want to give credit to Mount Mercy, but I don't think it was their D. I think it was more us, and we just haven't figured it out quite yet.
Got to get on the road now. Got to go up to a Peru State team, and it's never easy going up to Peru State. They're always good, well coached, and this conference provides challenges every game out.
Oh, we got two brutal games in a row. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got Peru State, who's sitting, I think, in fourth or fifth in the league, and you got William Penn, who hasn't lost a game all year, so, or in the league at least at that point. So, you know, two big challenges for a team that's wimping, you know, so this is what it is. This is where your toughness comes out, and see how hard you want to fight. You know, fortunately, or not, I don't know if it's fortunately, but next Saturday is our senior day. You know, so hopefully our families and everybody come out and then recognize our five seniors. And, you know, we got to, like I just told them in the locker room, you know, whether it's Peru, William Penn, whoever we got left, we got to do a better job of, you know, we got to fix ourselves a little bit. You know, I don't know that it's necessarily about the other guy for these last four regular season games. I think it's more about us and just trying to dial in and figure out. I can sense a little, you know, I hate to say it, but it wasn't why we lost, but because everybody's feeling this way, but we've got a couple of guys that have hit the wall. They got to battle through, you know, learn how hard this is to play 30 plus games or whatever in a season and get through that. So I think we're kind of in the bell curve, so to speak, where you're kind of bad and you figure it out, you get kind of good, and then it slopes back down and you're bad again. You kind of regress back to that. But, I think that this group's constantly learning. They're tough minded kids. They play hard. They're going to stick together. We'll show up Monday, get back to work. But, yeah, on the road against Peru on Wednesday, and then, home for senior day against William Penn at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Coach, I was wondering, and you may just ignore this question.
No, but you're good.
I was wondering, you know, sometimes if a guy makes a play or you're needing to get these guys inspired, you know, to go into those last, what, four games of the regular season, you know, some coaches will be like in their ear and like going, you got to do this, got to do this. Some coaches will say, hey guys, we're gonna give you a little minute, you know, and it's okay. And so, how do you approach it with guys? Or is every team or every player different in how you inspire them to get through these last weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tom. I mean, I think there's a long answer. I won't go too in depth, but I think that one, I think it's different for every team. We've got a young team when it comes to maturity level and experience, so I think that's different than a team where last year we graduated seven seniors that all played. You know, I mean, those guys, and they were all here for like 3 or 4 years. Like, they were all, like, they knew the ins and outs of the league. They knew all of that. So those two things are different. I will say, too, that we're not in this position very often, you know, where we're sitting at a under 500 record right now going in and trying to fight for our lives to stay in the conference tournament. You know, with four games to play, you can kind of, I think as a player, you can see the end, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit, and hopefully, most competitive guys won't look at it like that, but there's always going to be that sense of, you know, we're almost done. That can be that can drive you. And sometimes that can slow you down. You know, and maybe, oh my gosh, it's finally over kind of feeling. I don't think we'll have very many of those guys. To answer your question, how do you coach them? I mean, we're going to coach them the same. You know, I mean, our job, Tom, I mean, our job is this. We have to coach them now, but we're also coaching them now to make them better later. Right? Like, we can't change the way we coach them. I'm not going to beg guys to play hard the last four games. If they're not going to be ready and they're not going to be tuned in and they're not going to play, they're not going to play. I mean, like, this is a program. This isn't about any one guy and the way he feels, you know, sitting at 11 and 13 and we have four games left to play. If that's the case, he won't even be out there. He won't be on the bench. So, you know, but I think with that said, I'm not trying to be a mean tough guy or anything, but we've got good guys. I mean, like, this is part of it. This is part of learning. You know, I mean, like, this is, unfortunately for Temi and Ty and Hunter, you know, and Joel and Jake, they're in a building year with the rest of the crew. And, you know, they've had a good run here, those guys. And so their job right now is to keep everybody together and keep them pulling the same direction. Do not let their attitudes get poor the last four games, because these young guys don't know any better. You know, they just want to keep playing. They just want to keep, you know, competing and getting better. So, you know, I think that we've recruited high character guys that like to compete. We talked a lot today before the game about playing not just for yourself or for your family, but for the B. You know, I mean, like, this Benedict and how there aren't very many teams in our league that have the history, the alumni support, the town support, the Benedictine community, the college support that we have for our program. I mean, there's a lot of these programs, and you got to build it any way you want, but there's a lot of programs that bring in one-year guys, two-year guys, right? I mean, our Benedictine, for the most part, for the last 100 years, has been a four-year school or a five-year school. and you become part of BC. You know, once a Raven, always a Raven. That actually matters, and that's part of your program. So, you know, these guys aren't they're not gonna go anywhere. They're not gonna, you know, they're gonna show up on Monday and they're gonna want to try to win on Wednesday, and they're gonna want to do it for themselves, for their family, for the whole Benedictine College community, and every alum and supporter that's ever helped us. So, I'm confident. I mean, it's gonna be we got a big task in front of us, no doubt, and we can use this to keep getting better, and I have no doubt that's where our mindset will be.
And it's great to have the great seniors that are going to also, you know, they're going to be part of helping pull those young guys through this.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Timmy, Ty, Hunter, Joel, Jake, they're as solid as they come. I mean, they're great guys, and, you know, Jake and Hunter haven't played as much lately as the other three, but they're not hanging their heads. They're on the bench. They're supporting everybody. They're doing their thing, and they've been great for their entire – all five of those guys have been with us for 5 years. You know, and think of the things that those guys, I mean, they won 29 games in a row at one point in one season. You know, they've been to the national tournament a couple times. They've won a league title. Like, there's only two teams in our league in the last 5 years that can say they've won a league title, and that's Benedictine and William Penn. You know, so, like, the experience here is pretty valuable, and sometimes you have to go through the hard stuff to enjoy the good stuff, and you got to learn lessons. You know, like, for instance, I'll pick on little Sam because I love him, but, you know, the two-possession game with 55 seconds left, and he goes a little too fast and turns it over. He's got to learn to put on the brakes. He's got to learn to, like, control tempo and know that this is college basketball, and there's probably four possessions left if we do it right. You know, things like that. And so,
don't you have to turn it over? Don't you have to make the mistake?
Yes,
turn?
No doubt.
Got to do
no
that.
Doubt. You're on.
It.
I mean, that's why I'm saying that. That's that's the part. You know, and that's the hard part for, like, Timmy, because you know he played with JB for 3 years. Who when JB was a freshman and a sophomore, he made horrible mistakes too. And then as a junior and senior, he really turned it around. So, you know, like, this is just part of the process. And we love these guys. We love where we're going. I'm not going to change any of this, or I wouldn't want to exchange any of this experience this season so far. We got four left. We're going to play some really good teams, and it's going to be fun to watch them keep progressing, whether that's these next four, this spring, next year. This team and this program, you know, is still in pretty good shape. So our egos are a little damaged right now, but that's about it, and egos are easily swayed the other direction with a little success. So we'll get back to work, and we'll figure it out.
Coach, we appreciate it. We will see you in Nebraska in just a few days, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Let's go to Peru, see what we can do.
Okay, you got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and Joseph, that's going to wrap it up from here. Final score again, Mount Mercy, sneaking out a win 70-67. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, running the marathon day. He's good, Joseph. Way to go, leaning into that finish line. Tomcats here in the NOLA gym. So long, everybody.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.